The disagreement about compensation for laid-off airline employees is the latest sign of growing differences between Democrats and Republicans in Congress. The September spirit of bipartisan unity now appears to be fading and fading quickly. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
It was clear today that Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle is not backing down and insisting that an aviation security bill being considered include an amendment to help airline workers who've lost their jobs, referring to the $15 billion rescue package Congress already approved for the airline industry. Daschle declared, if we can bail out corporations, we can bail out families.
There are unfortunately a number of our Republican colleagues who apparently are unwilling to give any help to unemployed airline and airplane manufacturer workers. They were the hardest hit. For them, we're not in a recession, we're in a depression. They're out of a job.
Republicans have used parliamentary moves to prevent any amendments to the aviation security bill. Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott said today that he and his fellow Republicans simply want the bill to stick to aviation security.
The problem is that we have some unrelated issues that are still being discussed, or the senators may try to add to this bill, and we've got to figure out how to deal with that, because if we start adding all kind of hitchhikers to this train, it'll slow down or stop it.
But as he surveyed a chamber today where no legislation was being considered, Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry declared the Senate is already in gridlock.
Because essentially, once again, politics and ideology are rearing their head with a stubbornness that suggests that a few members of the United States Senate are unwilling to allow the entire United States Senate to work its will.
Democrats were further thwarted today when they tried to bring up one of the five overdue appropriations bills the Senate has yet to consider. Majority Whip Harry Reid accused Republicans of blocking the bill's consideration in order to force the Senate Judiciary Committee to approve more of President Bush's judicial nominees.
These judges have been nominated in appropriate fashion. A lot of them were late getting down here, but we're moving through them as quickly as we can. I just think it's unfortunate that we can't move forward on these appropriation bills.
I think Republicans feel that the confirmation of judges has been rather dismal up to this point.
Colorado Republican Wayne Allard says the GOP has good reason to complain about how Democrats have handled the judicial nominations.
It's not the Republicans that are holding up judges from moving forward. We've been looking at some of those figures that are rather dismal, and they're up here, and they need to be acted on by the Judiciary Committee, need to be brought to the floor.
Senate Judiciary Chair Patrick Leahy says Republicans are simply playing politics.
I think after the terrible events of September 11th, it's somewhat sad to see that kind of petty politics. It has nothing to do with the judges. I mean, we'll have what judges we're going to have.
And Majority Leader Daschle insists that he and his fellow Democrats have done their utmost to work closely with President Bush.
So I'm disappointed, obviously, that our Republican colleagues have chosen what has been clearly an obstructionist approach here, but that's their choice, and we'll certainly try to accommodate their concerns as best we can.
It was a day when nobody mentioned the word unity. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.